主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家新年快乐。
Thank God and Happy New Year to all of us here.
今天是我们2005年的第二个安息日。
And this is the second Sabbath of the year 2005.
感谢主，让我们能够有机会在这边一起来敬拜神，这是很大的恩典。
And it's great blessing that we should thank God for us to come here to worship Him.
我们一方面要感谢神，在过去的一年当中啊，在各方面对我们的眷顾跟带领。
And also thank Him for watching over us and His guidance in many areas of our lives in the past year.
其实我们的生活啊，都是在神的恩典当中啊来度过。
Because our lives are all in God's hands.
所以我们要常常有感恩的心。
That's why we should always have a thanksgiving heart.
或许我们在过去的一年当中，有些方面还没有办法达到我们的理想。
And maybe in the past year, there are some areas that we haven't done in ideal.
或者是我们在生活当中也有一些困难。
Or we had problems in our lives.
但我们知道说，过去的一年已经过去了，我们对新的一年呢，要重新的立志，也求神给我们新的恩典。
But the past year, it's in the past, and we have to make a new determination in this new year to follow God's will.
我们在主耶稣基督里面呢，因为有新生命，所以有新的盼望。
And we have new life and new hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道在世界上真的没有新事。
Because we know that there's no hope in this world.
圣经里面说啊，我们以为新的事情可能以前的世代就有过。
And the Bible tells us that whatever we consider new may have already happened in the past.
这个世界是渐渐的变旧，最后变坏，好像衣服就捡起来一样。
But this world is turning old and it will corrupt in the end.
我们人也是一样，年纪越大，身体的各样毛病会慢慢的出来。
And just like our bodies, when we get old, our bodies worsen.
但是唯有我们在耶稣基督里面才有新事。
But only in our Lord Jesus Christ, we have new hope.
所以以赛亚书里面说，神要为我们行一件新事。
And that's why in the book of Isaiah, the Lord is doing this for us.
就是要在旷野中开道路，沙漠当中开江河。
And is to open a path in the wilderness and open an oasis in the desert.
在我们生活当中带给我们一种新的生命，新的恩典。
And to give us new life and new hope.
所以今天在耶稣基督里面说，旧事已过了，一切都更新了。
So in our Lord Jesus Christ, whatever happened in the past is past, but we have new hope.
所以我们虽然肉体上会渐渐的衰老衰败，但是呢，我们内心呢，却是一天比一天更新。
Even though our bodies deteriorate gradually, but our hope and our spirit renew.
因为我们充满新的恩典，充满活泼新的盼望。
Because we are filled with a new life and this new hope.
所以利用这个时间想跟大家谈谈新年怎么来立志。
So I would like to take this time to talk about making a new commitment in the new year.
一般人在年底的时候都会把一年来的工作做一个检讨。
And at the passing of a year, people would review what they have done.
对新的一年要有重新新的计划。
And they would make a plan for the upcoming new year.
在教会里面也是一样。
The same in our church.
所以各样的圣工都有一个年度的计划，从这一年开始，我们一定要推行哪些工作。
So we have a plan for all different sacred works and to think about what we should do in the coming year.
因为有了计划以后，我们就有一个目标，往这个目标来努力，最后来达成这个目标。
Because only when we have a plan, we have a goal, and when we have a goal, we can work toward achieving it.
我们信仰生活也是一样，要有目标，要立志。
We should have the same goal in our spiritual journey.
那保罗说我奔跑不是没有方向的。
Because Paul said, I'm not running in any direction.
我斗拳不是在打空气。
that I'm not fighting, I'm not moving my arms in air.
所以我们信仰上有一个目标，还要努力来完成我们的目标。
That's why we have to set goals in our spiritual life and to achieve them.
腓立比书的第二章里面说啊，我们立志要行事，都要让神的灵在我们心中运行，啊，来完成神的旨意。
So in the second chapter of the book of Philippians, we have to set goals in our hearts so that God can help us.
所以也求主帮助我们啊，有一个好的立志啊，对未来有一个更好、更丰盛的一年。
So may the Lord help us to set a commitment for ourselves so that our lives in the future would become more wholesome.
古时候以色列民啊，神在带领他们的过程当中。
And in the years of the kingdom of Israel,
他们往往在一个年度的开始啊，啊有一个好的开始。
Many times they want to set a good beginning in their new years.
出埃及记里面呢、啊，谈到以色列民本来聚集在埃及地为奴四百多年。
And the book of Exodus tells us that the Israelites were slaves in Egypt for 400 years.
在苦难当中啊，神就借着摩西要把他们带领出来。
And in suffering, God commanded Moses to lead them out of slavery.
要让他们脱离奴隶的生活，还要赐给他们迦南美地。
To escape the life of slavery and suffering and go to the land of Canaan.
啊，神就向摩西告诉摩西说要晓谕以色列人。
And God commanded Moses to lead the Israelites.
说要把这一个月就当作正月。
And to establish a month as the new,as the first month.
啊，就是因为他们那个时候要出埃及了，啊，要到迦南地去。
And it was a time when they set their journey from Egypt to Canaan.
啊，然后告诉他们要守逾越节，准备出埃及。
And also, they were commanded to observe the Passover and to go out of Egypt.
那所以那个是他们一个新生活的一个开始。
And that was the new beginning of their life.
要脱离奴隶的生活啦，要开始新生啦，因为在神的恩典带领之下，要向面向迦南美地。
And to leave hardship and go to the beautiful land of Canaan.
他说我们接受神的恩典也是一样，就是立志啊，在神的带领之下来过一种新的生活。
Same thing when we receive grace from our Lord, that we have to make a commitment and then lead a new life of blessing.
他们大概三个月就来到了西乃山下。
And they could have reached Canaan in 3 months' time.
在那边把神的律法、诫命告诉百姓遵守。
And they can tell the people of God's commandments for them to follow.
他们在那里建造会幕，作为神跟他们相会的地方。
And they can build the temple so that they can have communion with God.
结果到了第二年的一月一号啊，就把会幕把它立起来了。
And then for the second year, they and they built the
tabernacle.
啊，
所以就把各样的圣器搬到会幕里面。
So they moved all the holy vessels into the tabernacle.
结果神的荣光啊，神的云彩就遮盖会幕，神的荣光就充满着会幕。
So God shone His glorious light onto the tabernacle.
这是他们在出埃及的第二年一月一号的时候啊。
It was the first day of the second year they left Egypt.
所以我们如果诚心拜神了，神的荣耀会常常充满在我们当中。
If we worship God, we will be filled with God's glory.
所以利用这个时候啊，想跟大家谈几方面的立志。
And I want to use this time to talk about making a new commitment.
我们看历代志上22章第18节。
Let's turn to the First Chronicles chapter 22, verse 18.
历代志上22章十八节
，First Chronicles chapter 22 verse 18。
说现在你们应当立定心意， 寻求主你们的神，也当起来建造主神的圣所，好将神的耶柜和供奉神的圣器皿都搬进为神明建造的殿里。这是大卫在晚年的时候嘱咐所罗门跟当时以色列百姓的话。
And this is David's request to Solomon and the people.
大卫晚年的时候啊，所罗门做王了。
And in the latter years of David, Solomon was the king.
大卫交代他一些事情。
And David ordered him a few things.
但是我们看到说，他没有告诉他说，你怎么来治理这个国家。
And they returned and asked him, how did you lead this country?
他告诉所罗门说，你当立定心意啊，寻求神。
And David told Solomon that you have to make a commitment to follow God.
如果你能够敬畏神的话，你的一生就能够得到亨通。
If you fear God, you will have prosperity.
如果你弃掉神的话，神就会弃掉你。
And if you forsake God, God will forsake you.
因为这是大卫一生当中啊的一个经历。
Because that is David's experience.
他小的时候是一个牧羊童。
And when he was little, David was a shepherd.
但是神从万民当中拣选他来做以色列的王。
But God chose him from thousands of people.
他能够靠神，所以神让他的国家能够得到安定，能够强盛。
And because David relied on God, his kingdom was stable.
他晓得敬畏神、寻求神的重要性。
And he learned how to fear God and see the importance.
因为神是造物主，他是我们生命的主宰。
Because God created all things, and he is our Lord.
他更是万福的源头。
And he is the beginning of all things.
所以因为大卫一生能够亲近神啊，所以神就赐福给他。
And God blessed David because David drew close to him.
他常常说啊，人如果叫我到神的殿去拜神了，我内心啊就充满着喜乐。
And David said that I would be overjoyed if someone tells me to go to the temple and worship God.
虽然他做王，他不是盼望在王宫里面的生活。
So when David was king, he did not care for being a king and all the luxuries.
然后有一件事情我一直在追求。
But there was one thing that he kept pursuing,
就是一生一世啊，能够住在神的殿中。
And to live in the temple of God all his life.
因为能够常常瞻仰神的荣美，能够享受神所赐的各样美福。
Because he can witness God's wonders all the time and receive his blessings.
我们来看历代志上二十九章。
Let's turn to chapter 29 of First Chronicles.
第十节。
Verse 10.
历代志上二十九章啊，第十节。
First Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 10.
所以大卫在会众面前称颂神说：“主我们的父啊，以色列的神是应当称颂，直到永永远远的。”十一节。
11.
神啊，尊大、能力、荣耀、强盛、威严。都是你的，凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。十二节。
12.
丰富尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物，在你的手里有大能大力，使人尊大强盛都出于你。这是大卫的感谢的祷告。
This is David's prayer of thanksgiving.
在这里让我们知道说寻求神的重要性啊。
It tells us the importance of choosing God.
因为神是我们万物的主宰，也是我们生命的源头。
Because God is the creator of all things in the universe.
他更是我们万福的源头。
And he is also the beginning of all things.
在这里讲到说尊大、能力、荣耀、强盛，全部都是你的。
Tells us here, God is strength and power.
所以我们今天所有的一切啊，真的是神赐给我们的。
So whatever we have today, they come from God.
我们要感谢神， 更要晓得常常倚靠神。
We have to thank God, and more importantly, to rely on Him always.
所以我们如果常常能够晓得去寻求神啊，神就会让我们寻见，其实神离我们个人不远。
If we, choose God, God will be closer to us.
那我们要常常啊，在不只是来参加教会的聚会，我们在家庭里面呢，每天都应当有拜神的生活。
So as that saying goes, we not only need to come to services, but we have to practice this at home too.
所以教会在推动啊家庭祭坛的工作。
That's why the church is pushing for family altars.
就是让我们家里的人每天呢。或者是每一个星期里面定时有大家一起聚会，一起拜神的时间。
It's for the families to set a time on a day that they can all come together and worship the Lord.
因为你常常亲近神，神就亲近你，神就带领你的一生，祝福你的一生。
If you get closer to God, God will get closer to you, and He will bless our lives.
所以我们不只是说形式上的一种拜神呢，我们真的要。跟神很亲近的一种关系。
So it's not just worshiping Him on the outside, but drawing closer and closer to Him.
所以在圣经里面说啊，你要竭力追求真正的认识神。
So the Bible tells us to be committed and truly seek God.
啊，你能够让神真的住在你的家中，住在你的心中。
For God to truly live in your heart and your family.
我们每天啊。应当拨一点时间来拜神。
And every day we should set a time to worship God.
尤其我们小孩子有的还在长大啊，我们应当从他们小的时候啊，就教导他们拜神，跟神祷告。
When our children are growing, we have to teach them how to worship God, how to pray at an early stage.
有时候我们觉得说小孩子好像很小还不懂，其实啊，小孩子都从小的时候你教导他的，他到大了以后啊，他就养成那种习惯。
Sometimes we think our children won't understand, but if we start early, when they grow up, they will learn how to pray, how to worship and pray to God.
我要来之前呢，去访问了一对夫妇。
And before arriving here, I visited a couple.
他们有一个八个月的小女孩。
And they just had a newborn, which is 8-month-old baby girl.
我们刚刚到的时候，那个小女孩啊，看到陌生人来，就哭了。
So when the baby saw a stranger, she began to cry.
但是在我们在那边坐了一段时间以后啊，慢慢跟她熟悉了以后啊，后来还会跟我们玩呢。
But after a little while, a little time with a stranger,
你逗他的时候啊，他又很高兴啊。
And she is no longer afraid, and she begins to play with.
虽然那么小的小孩子啊，但是他可以跟你互动，表示他是了解的，他有在吸收。
But even for a child at that young age, he or she can interact with you.
所以我们小孩子小的时候啊，做父母亲的就要。教他们就要在让他们有一种信仰上的一种生活。
So as parents, start early, so then your children can begin a spiritual life also.
比如说他们要吃奶的时候，事先你讲一下说我们现在要来吃奶了，要感谢主虽然他还不懂，好像不懂啊，但是妈妈如果慢慢的带着他祷告。这个对他将来啊都会有影响的。
So for example, in feeding times, you can teach your children to thank God. Maybe they won't do it the first time, but slowly and surely they will learn.
渐渐的他会讲话啦，就讲一些圣经的故事给他听带他一起祷告甚至我们念一句，让他念一句。
When they start talking, we can tell them Bible stories and maybe involve them in reading the Bible.
大概四五岁的小孩子我们就可以跟他一起聚会了。
And when they reach the age of 15, they can join our services.
甚至有的小孩子他很喜欢领会赞美诗拿刀拿香环他也很高兴那没有关系的。
And even some children, when they love to lead services, and they turn the hymn book upside down, but it's okay, and it's good for them.
所以这个家庭的祭坛啊, 不是很难的事情。
So the family altar, it's not a difficult thing.
啊, 不一定像在教会里面说, 一定要很正式的, 哇, 唱诗, 祷告多久, 啊, 然后再讲道理多久, 不一定要这样。
And the family altar does not have to follow the formal structured and the order of the events.
就是跟我们家人大家有一个共同的时间啊, 聚集在一起。
And its essence is for the family members to have a time to worship God together.
啊, 没有办法读一章圣经, 你读十节也没有关系啊。
If you can finish the whole chapter, you can read 10 verses.
小孩子还不会读的时候啊, 我们讲圣经故事给他听也很好啊。
And when the children cannot read, we can tell them stories. They're just as good.
就是让我们跟家人有一个彼此谈论神的道, 啊, 大家一起祷告的时间。
And the purpose is to set a time for our family to discuss and worship God together.
啊, 这个方式是可以非常有弹性的。
And there's so much flexibility within the family altar.
有的人到了小孩子上中学以后啊, 小孩子在变, 但是你想要教他, 觉得说不晓得怎么跟他讲话。
And parents often face the problem when the child in their teenagers begin to change and they don't know what to do.
但如果说我们从小就有固定的时间跟小孩子有一个聚会,
But if you set a time when they are little to have a gathering service,
我们可以借着这个机会了解他们在平时的生活状况。
And we can take that time and to learn about what happened in their life.
我们也可以借着这个机会 把神的道, 把应当有的一些行为规矩啊, 告诉他们。
And we can also instill God's words and teaching into their minds.
我们如果能够常常这样做, 我们会觉得父母亲跟儿女之间的关系很亲密。
And if we do that, you can definitely feel the closer relationship you have with your children.
所以现在是一个新的年度的一个开始。
So now it's a new beginning of our year.
所以我们盼望每一个家庭啊, 都立志能够举行家庭的祭坛。
And let's hope every family works hard to create their own family altar.
啊, 常常亲近神, 拜神, 啊, 让神能够做我们一家之主, 啊, 来带领属我们这个家庭。
And to work to be closer to God, worship Him, and to let God lead our families.
我们 实行了一段时间以后, 你会发觉说, 真的神的恩典会充满在我们家里面。
And you will feel that God's blessings, it's within your household when you start this altar.
我们再看以斯拉记第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记的第七章第十节。
The book of Ezra, chapter 7, verse 10.
以斯拉记七章第十节。
Ezra, chapter 7, verse 10.
以斯拉定制考究遵行神的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。 以色列人因为没有遵行神的律法, 所以亡国, 甚至很多人被掳到外邦的地方去。
And the Israel's nations were broken, and people became slaves because they did not follow God's words.
后来神按照应许啊, 让他们有机会回去重建圣殿, 重建圣城。
But God gave the people the opportunity to rebuild the temple according to His promise.
这里讲到以斯拉, 他是一个文士, 带着一批人从巴比伦的地方回来。
And it is said that here, Ezra was a scribe, and he led the people.
他因为他们能够靠神, 所以很顺利, 从正月一号出发, 走了四个月, 很平安地回到以色列地。
And they led a peaceful journey, and to return on time, after 4 months.
以斯拉在这里说啊, 他定制考究遵行神的律法。
And Ezra devoted himself here to the study and observance of the law of the Lord.
因为他知道说啊, 过去因为以色列人不明白神的旨意, 违背神的律法，才会遭殃受苦。
And because he realized that it was because the Israelites did not obey God, that's why they had all the troubles.
啊，现在要蒙神祝福啊，就是要归向神，要遵行神的旨意。
And he knew then that in order to receive God's blessings, it's to obey His words.
所以他就立志啊，详细的查考研究神的律法。
That's why he devoted himself to carefully study the laws and decrees.
按照神的律法这样来遵行。
To follow God according to His words.
他又把这些律法典章啊，来教训以色列百姓，让他们明白，也一起来遵守。
And to give all the laws and decrees to the Israelites so they can follow also.
所以我们也应当立志啊，每天有读经的生活。
So we have to commit ourselves to live a life of daily Bible reading.
我们知道这个圣经是神的话语。
We know that God's words are in the Bible.
一方面能够让我们有得救的智慧。
It gives us a chance to be saved.
让我们更知道啊，这个圣经是我们属灵生命的粮食。
We know that Bible is the food of our spiritual life.
我们每天都要吃三餐，我们才能够得饱足，身体才能够健壮。
We eat three meals a day so that we have the energy to carry on.
所以我们也要有神的话充满在我们的心里面呢、啊，我们的灵命才能够得到饱足，身体才能够得到，这个灵命才能够得到健壮。
And likewise, we have to receive the words of God so that our spiritual life has energy.
因为神的道是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
Because God is the light in front of us.And the lamb before our footsteps.
更是我们在属灵征战上的兵器。
Also, his words are the weapons, in our spiritual battle.
所以有神的道在我们心中啊，我们才有属灵的智慧，晓得什么是正确，什么是不对的。
When God's words are in our minds, we have the spiritual wisdom to know what's right and what's wrong.
有时候面对试探引诱的时候，因为有神的话充满在你的心中，你就靠着神的话来得胜。
And we win, we become victorious with God's words in trials and in temptations.
因为这是属灵的兵器啊，要来帮助我们过得胜的生活。
And His words are the spiritual weapons so that we can be victorious.
虽然有时候我们鼓励大家一天读三章圣经，你一年就可以读一次。
And we encourage our members to read three chapters a day and would.Finished the whole Bible in 1 year.
如果没有办法读三章，读一章也没有关系。
You can read three chapters, read one, and that's still okay.
有一个弟兄告诉我说，他每天都固定读十节圣经。
And a brother told me that every day he consistently read 10 verses.
啊，虽然短短的，但是他不间断。
But even though it's very little, but he was persistent.
有时候一两天不在了，有事情啊，忘了读，他就赶快把它补起来。
And maybe he got distracted one day or two, but he will catch up reading more.
不论怎样啊，我们就应当有平时读经的生活。
But regardless of what happens, every day we should have a habit of reading.
才能够丰富把神的道存在我们心中。
So that we can fully let God's words.Work in our hearts.
何西阿斯里面说啊，以色列人因为无知识而灭亡。
And Hosea said that we destroy ourselves because of our ignorance.
因为当时的连祭司啊，他们都没有查考神的道，当然没有道理来教导百姓。
Because at his time, the priests did not study the words of God, so there was no hope.
所以他们常常啊，不明白神的旨意。所行的啊，就得罪神。
Because they did not study or understand God's will, what they did offended God.
所以我们要能够得到神的祝福啊，遵行神的旨意很重要。
So if you want to receive God's blessing, we must follow His word.
但是你要明白神的旨意，你就要从学习圣经，努力学习圣经来。
But before you follow His words, you have to understand them through the Bible.
我们现在就是总会也有一个真理研究会啊。
And the GA has a truth seminar.
最近有一个弟兄跟我讲。
And recently a brother talked with me.
那为什么真理研究会都要 定很多啊，很严格的规定。
And he said, how come the truth ministry has so many strict rules?
我说真理研究会没有在发明道理啊。
But I said that the ministry does not invent any truths.
而是去研究神的话，圣经怎么讲，啊，把圣经里面的道理把它整理出来而已。
But to carefully study the Bible and to interpret the truth.
所以我们不是定一些新的一些道理，新的规定，不是。
So that I told him that we don't set any new rules.
就是有一些长老、执事、传道者，啊，他们从圣经里面去看，啊，教会应该有的方向，我们信徒应当守的一些生活规范。
It is because the elders and the ministers keep studying the Bible and to set the direction for our church.
神的旨意怎么样？圣经怎么讲？
And God's will and word is in the Bible.
啊，我们就按照圣经里面的旨意，这样来修正我们自己的做法。
And what we do is to only look at the Bible and see how we should conduct ourselves.
所以道理明白了以后啊，不管是谁啊，就是要按照道理来行。
So regardless of who you are, when you understand the truth, you have to follow them.
因为你越过了圣经的教训了，你就看不到神了。
Because if you don't have that, you won't see God.
所以有一些真理研究会从圣经里面得到的一些结论。全国教会的会议或总会负责人会就跟着这样做，因为这是神的旨意，我们就要服从。
So when the study of from the studies of the Bible, we have we would inform our churches of what directions our church should take.
有时候我们啊没有看圣经啊，往往用我们人的知识、感情在想事情、决定事情。
And oftentimes, when we do not read the Bible, we use our emotions, our experiences.
往往我们的想法是错误的。
And more often than not, our thinkings are wrong.
所以我们一定要从圣经里面去看神，啊，怎么看这个事情。
Therefore, we must study God's perspective from the Bible.
神要我们怎么做。
How God wants us to do.
所以我们一定要立志啊，去研究查考神的话。
That's why we have to devote ourselves to study God's word.
然后按照神的道理来遵行，啊，可以互相的来劝勉。
And then follow God's will and words and encourage one another.
请看但以理书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 1.
但以理书第一章，第八节。
Daniel chapter 1, verse 8.
一章第八节。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒来玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。这里讲到但以理立志啊，要过圣洁的生活。
In here tells us that Daniel devoted himself to live a holy life.
虽然当时以色列国亡了，但以理是在被掳的百姓当中。
And even though at that time Israel was no more and he was led to the others as slaves.
可能当时才有十五六岁左右吧。
And he was about 15 or 16 years old.
当时巴比伦王啊，给他们一个非常好的待遇。
And the king of Babylon gave them very good treatment.
就从犹大的贵族当中啊，选出一些有学问啊，又相貌俊美的人。
And the king of Babylon chose among the royalty with very brilliant people.
给他们三年的训练，这以后啊，要让他们在王的面前来服侍王。
And trained the smart people for 3 years and to serve his kingdom.
这对这些被掳王国的以色列百姓来讲是一个相当好的机会。
And for the people who were kept as exiles, those people were treated very well.
但是这也是一个非常大的一种试探。
But it was a great temptation for those.
因为王给他们的是王所用的饮食。
Because the king gave them the food that was served to the king himself.
另外一方面，王是要让他们能够改变他们本来的信仰立场。
And what the king tried to do is to change the Israelites, their old habits.
所以都重新跟他们命名啊，那个名字都跟偶像有关系的名字。
And the king picked new names for all those people, and all the names had some relationship with the idols.
所以虽然他们才十几岁的少年人，但是他们信仰就很坚定了。
But even they were just teenagers, but their faith was strong.
他们不愿意啊吃王所给他们的饮食，不喝王赐的酒。
And they declined it, the good food and wine from the king.
因为对选民来讲啊，喝酒是不相宜的。
But because for the chosen people, wine it's against them.
啊，这些祭物、这些食物里面呢、啊，很多都是犹太人不能够吃的不洁净的东西。
And among the food that was given to them, a lot of them they cannot eat according to their Jewish custom.
因为他们很清楚知道说他们的身份是神的选民。
Because they knew very well that they were the chosen people of God.
是神从万民当中所拣选出来的。
That they were chosen among hundreds of thousands.
所以他们必须要过一种分别为圣的生活。
And they must live a holy life.
所以王给他们再好的待遇，但是他们没有办法接受，因为他们要维持信仰的立场，而不借着这些食物来玷污自己。
And therefore they rejected all the good treatments from the king of Babylon because they had to live a holy life.
所以他们就要求管理他们的官长啊，说你试试我们几天啊，然后照你所看的啊去办吧。
And that's why they made a request to the officials. And
经过了十天以后啊，官长看到他们呢、啊，啊，虽然吃青菜喝白水呀、啊，但是却长得更加的健壮俊美。
Because during the 10 days, they only ate vegetables and water, but they looked much better than the other people.
啊，所以就按照他们的要求来做了。
And therefore, the officials accepted their request.
就是神赐给他们聪明智慧。
And God gave them wisdom.
王跟他们考试啊，说比其他的少年人啊，胜过他们的智慧十倍。
And the king of Babylon gave the young people an exam, and those people scored 10 times higher than the
others. 所以聪明智慧、机会啊，都是从神来的。
And in conclusions,All your talents and wisdom, they come from God.
如果我们有心啊，能够守神的诫命啊，守神的道，神就自然看顾你，祝福给你。
And God will watch over you and guide you if you choose to follow His will and commandment.
所以我们在这个世代当中啊，我们要立住这过一个分别为圣的生活。
So we have to set our heart to remain holy and live a holy life.
尤其年轻人在男女之间的关系啊，要注重圣洁。
And for the young people, you must be holy in your relationships.
所以要立志保守我们的身体，因为我们的身体是神的殿，圣灵的居所。
And you have to devote yourself to keep your purity because your body is the temple of God.
所以我们要用圣洁尊贵啊，守住自己的身体。
That's why we have to treat our bodies with pureness and nobleness.
我们在财务上也要圣洁。
Also in our finances, we have
不是我们的东西啊，我们就不要去贪爱。
And do not covet what does not belong to us.
我们要以神给我们的为满足。
And to be content with what we have received from God.
所罗亚伯拉罕去打仗得胜回来的时候
，When Abraham won a battle and he returned，
所罗马王说啊，财物通通归你。
And the king said that all your spoils belong to you。
但是亚伯拉罕说啊，不是我的东西啊，一根线。一根鞋带我都不要。
And but Abraham said, "What does not belong to me, I will not take even one thread."
免得人家说你所多玛王让我护主。
And so that other people would not say that the king of Sodom gave me something.
我们要依靠那个赏赐万物给我们享用的神，不是依靠那个无定的财物。
We have to learn to rely on God's providence, but not something in this world.
我们也要立志在苦中啊，没有过失，才能够做一个完全人。
And also, we have to train ourselves not to complain in trial, so that we become more wholesome.
所以要常常讲一些造就人的话。
So we should say something that is edifying to others.
我们最后来看罗马书十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 20.
罗马书十五章二十节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 20.
十五章二十节。我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。二十一节。
21。
就如经上所记，未曾闻知他信息的将要看见，未曾听见的将要明白。这是保罗的立志啊，要到福音没有传过的地方去传道理。
And this is Paul's commitment to go to lands where the gospel has not been preached.
因为他很清楚啊，神选召他的使命。
Because he knew very well his missions from God.
就是要做一个外邦的使徒。
And to be apostle of the Gentiles.
所以他虽然到耶路撒冷去见使徒。
When he went to Jerusalem to see other Christians.
那他也知道说啊，这些使徒只有在犹太地的地方传道了。
And he knew the other apostles were only preaching in the regions of Jerusalem.
保罗的使命啊，就是要传道到非犹太人的地区去。
And Paul's mission was to spread the gospel to the Gentiles' land.
虽然啊，这个目标不一样，但是那个传福音的使命都是一样的。
The goals were different, but the mission was the same: was to preach the gospel.
所以我们也要立志啊，能够把福音广传出去。
And this is another thing that we have to commit ourselves.
因为我们知道这个福音是神的大能，要来拯救一切相信的人。
Because we know the gospel is a great power of God to save mankind.
神在末世兴起真教会啊，这个不是偶然的。
And it's not a coincidence that God established the true church in the end of days.
因为这是按照圣经里面很充分的应许的实现。
Because it's according to the promise.From the Bible.
所以有传别的真理，有圣灵的印证。
So we have the truth and the proof of the Holy Spirit.
这才是得救的福音。
And this is the truly gospel of salvation.
圣经里面应许说，这个福音要传遍到普天下，然后耶稣要再临。
And this gospel must be preached to all the ends of the world and The Lord will come again.
我们每一个蒙主恩典的人呢、啊，我们就不能够突然领受神的恩。
Everyone has been touched by the grace of God has the responsibility.
所以我们白白得恩典呢、啊，也要白白施舍出去。
Because we were given freely, we have to freely give.
所以我们每一个人都要立志，在今年里呢，我们一定要带一些人呢、啊，来到神的家。
So every one of us here must make a devotion.To bring someone to church.
保罗说啊，我传道里没有什么可以夸口的地方。
And Paul said there's nothing to boast about in his preaching.
因为神拣选我们，施恩给我们，同时把责任付托给我们。
Because when God chose us, bless us, He also give us this responsibility.
我们传福音就有赏赐。
We will receive our reward when we spread the gospel.
啊，这种福音啊，可以让更多人呐、啊、来享受神的恩典。
And more people.Will benefit from the grace of God through our preaching.
很多人啊，因为没有得到福音啊，所以生活在苦难当中，甚至面对死亡，将来永恒的审判。
And a lot of people live in hardship and live in a life that would only lead to death because they have not heard the gospel.
箴言里面说啊，一个人要被拉到属地啊，我们要去救他。
And the Proverbs tells us that we have to.Save someone who are being led to death.
有时候我们看到我们的家人没有信主，我们的亲戚朋友没有信主，我们应当感到很着急才对啊。
We should be overly anxious for our friends and families that have not believed.
所以我们要从我们的家庭开始。
That's why we have to start with our family.
借着机会向我们家人做见证。
And use the every chance we've got to testify to them.
那更重要的，我们自己本身要有好的行为，在我们的家庭里面发光。
More importantly, we have to have good behaviors so that we can show our family.
那虽然有时候他们对道理不懂，但是因为我们在家里能够发光，他们因为我们的好行为，这样会来接近主啊，相信主。
And many times they come to Lord because, not because they understood the gospel, but it is because our good behaviors.
还要常常为我们家人的信仰祷告。
And always pray for the faith of our family members.
求主带领祝福我们啊，未来的一年呢、啊，能够身体健康啊，凡事更加兴盛。
And pray to God that.This year we would have health and good tidings.
我们每一个人的灵性啊，能够更加的进步啊，教会圣工啊，更加兴旺。
So that our spiritual life would grow, and also our church sacred work would improve.
我们来唱诗368首。
Please sing hymn 368.
择。我们刚刚谈过，在新年当中，我们要立定心志啊，努力寻求神。
We just talk about making a commitment in the new year to work very hard to be closer with God.
还要竭力追求认识他。
And to pursue Him and His truths.
这是我们第一个目标。
And that's our first goal.
我们立定要有读经的生活。
We have to devote to a habit of Bible reading.
能够明白神的道理，按照神的旨意来行。
To understand His truths and do accordingly.
要立志过一个圣洁的生活。
And to commit ourselves to live a holy life.
立志传福音，让人能够一起来享受福音的好处。
And preach the gospel so others can benefit.
我们求主帮助我们，让我们的立志啊，将来能够得到实现。
And may the Lord help us so that our commitments would come to fruition in the future.
我们在祷告当中特别为连先生还有 Eric Chen 祷告。
And in our prayers, please keep Mr. Lin and our brother, Eric Chen, in our prayers.
我们一起跪下来感谢祷告。
Please all kneel down and pray.